Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving? I'm not thankful about the Iran deal, though. How are you? Folks, call 855-200-1776 if you want to talk about anything that happened over the weekend as Iran is jubilant. How are you, Mr. Scott?
Oh, I'm good, Mark. Thanks for manning the microphone today. I obviously am not behind the microphone today, but behind the wheel. Headed for a funeral at the Grand Forks today of a friend, Chad Johnson, who passed away a week ago. And so I will be unavailable for a good portion of the program today, but wanted to visit with you a little bit about the news headlines. And I share your lack of thankfulness of the Iran deal. I'm no dummy, but maybe I am a dummy. I don't know. But here's where I'm confused. I mean, I was just thinking, okay, I'm not some diplomat that pushes paper back and forth in the State Department. But first of all, this is a 6-month deal, right? So Iran is obviously, Iran's hurting from the fact that we put sanctions on. They're having trouble getting their oil to market. They have money that is in foreign bank accounts frozen, supposedly like $7 billion locked up, okay? Well, we cut an interim deal with them. If I'm Iran, don't I just take the $7 billion and then just go back to doing exactly what I was doing?
Absolutely, and here's the problem. Once you start to relax sanctions, it develops a great inertia, and because you have to depend on voluntary compliance by banks around the world, the fact that Germany and Britain and France and us are all saying, okay, we're going to relax sanctions, this is a done deal. And when you think that Iran is the number one sponsor of Shiite terrorism around the world and Syria, this is $7 billion more of war money, man, not to mention the fact that they're going to be able to, they don't have to shut down anything in their nuclear acquisition. Khamenei, the spiritual leader, actually the real power in Iran, is doing a victory lap. He's just rejoicing.
Yeah, well, the most embarrassing thing over the weekend was a competing sound clips. You had John Kerry saying they absolutely can no longer enrich uranium, right? So in other words, they're shut down in their enrichment process. And then you have the Iranian saying, well, you know, we can still enrich uranium for commercial use, which commercial use, what's that? On one hand, Kerry's saying no go on enrichment, and they're doing the victory dance saying they can do it. So that just seems to me to be diplomacy 101 to have that level of detail buttoned down.
Who do you respect more, Netanyahu or Kerry?
Yeah, well, that's what I looked to immediately was Benjamin Netanyahu to see what his reaction was, and he called this a historic failure.
More dangerous place the world has become as a result of this deal. He reiterated a long-standing threat to use military action, said Israel is not a part of this. We are not bound by this agreement. This is serious. Pretty grim.
And I think one of our main motivations here, I hope it was to prevent a strike by Israel, right? To which would obviously escalate things considerably. So that should have been first on our priority list. Is okay if we got the Israelis buy in here. So
what's really funny about that though is what we have done is we have put Britain, France, and us in front of the Israelis. They would have to jump us in the middle of what supposedly the world is actually saying is a peace effort. This has really complicated things for Israel politically. They don't want to jump that far ahead of us, as Marco Rubio said. Israel is really in a box now.
Well, maybe that was by design.
It seems like it. It's really like a checkmate.
Probably exactly what President Obama and Secretary Kerry wanted, right? To have Israel in a tough spot. It's not exactly been the best of the allies in the true American-Israeli sense.
You know, Israel is so clear. They're so existential in their politics. It's so specific. And not to mention the biblical injunction about blessed are those that bless Israel and cursed are those that curse Israel. This is a very serious turn in the road for American foreign policy, and it is not good.
And I, you know, I, you know, in these kind of deals, you have to rely on the fact that, you know, you're going to get in a closed room and over a weekend and hammer out the deal that's in the best interest of the United States. But obviously there's a fair amount of distrust of folks like John Kerry and Barack Obama to do what would be in the best interest of the national security of the United States and rather just want to, you know, to me this was more about putting out a fire politically that's causing them problems so they can say they have a deal than it was about getting the right deal. And I don't know, do you think the average American pays attention?
I know that even some Democrat Jews are pretty nervous. I don't know. I don't know. Is this a redirect from the Obamacare thing? There's some cynics that believe that he just needed to get our minds off of Obamacare disaster. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's got America's best interest in. He's more concerned about his own legacy, and he'd rather have the facade of peace rather than real peace that can only come from strength.
Yeah. No, it's again, when you have, I can see Benjamin Netanyahu not being happy and sort of saying we're disappointed or something, but when he calls it a historic failure and says the world's a more dangerous place now, not exactly, any room for guessing where he's at on this. That's what worries me more than anything.
Well, the fact that he was driven to say that those extreme statements, he realizes, in his calculus, he had to realize that now he will be going completely on the other side of the world from Obama. His statements repudiates America and really slams the door on any kind of meaningful dialogue with the United States about Middle East issues. And here they are. They have the best intelligence, the most to lose, and they are have been historically our best friend. Remember, they don't project terror anywhere. They are totally defensive. If the Arabs laid down their arms tomorrow, there'd be rejoicing and no retaliation. If the Israelis laid down their arms tomorrow, they'd all be dead by sundown. You know,
right.
we can't ever forget Iran's continues to call Israel a radical outlaw regime. They have used rhetoric in the last week that continues to give them the justification to destroy Israel. Pretty serious.
I would much rather have, some folks from the heartland, take a Main Street business person, take a farmer, grab a teacher, get some folks around the table from here in the heartland to make a little more, plausible deal for the United States. Unfortunately, you want these liberal elites, what we're going to get out of the stat. And as you say, also rising to the level of cynicism to suggest that the reason they're even doing a deal when they're doing it is to change the subject on Obamacare. Same thing, we got the nuclear option in front of us. And did you see that they decided not to call it Obamacare anymore, Mark?
Right. That's and everybody's doing it. You can see the talking points. They're even calling it Affordable Care Act in mainstream media. Fox, however, and the rest of us and the Republicans are saying Obamacare, or in my case, Obamanation Care, with more stridence and more frequency. So and then with the nuclear option, against the backdrop of nuclear option, the Senate is losing any opportunity to stifle radical appointments. This has moved step towards a dictatorship, this outrageous nuclear option. Never have the stakes been higher for an election, for the election of 2014 than right now. And it's getting worse every day, folks. I hope everybody out there realizes that our very way of life is on the line because we're being horribly mismanaged.
We've got a Freedom Club tonight, don't we, Mark?
We got a Freedom Club, folks, and we can stand together for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise tonight. And, folks, we can do it. It is amazing. Each person that joins gives us more strength as we stand up for the things that really matter. We're going to be in Moorhead at 7 o'clock at the American Legion, right there off of Highway 10. And it's right just a little bit north of the Frying Pan Restaurant, a wonderful American Legion there. Come early because they got great food. The Sons of the American Legion be preparing burgers, brats, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, beans, and for a very, very modest price.
So we'll get our Freedom Club gathering going about 7 tonight, and if folks want to come early, as you mentioned, take advantage of the great food fair. They can do that just before the 7 o'clock meeting, right?
And come a little early. They've got a great memorial here that they just got up in the last couple of years, a beautiful memorial to all of the troops of the area and the fallen. It's a wonderful place. The American Legion is something that just bears testimony to the price of freedom. Anyway, are you going to be, you and Steve on in the second segment, Scott?
You can stick around, yeah. But Steve will join us coming up next year. Stay close.
All right. We'll be back with Steve and Scott and more of this preview in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening, folks.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind preview. For the next couple of segments, call 855-200-1776, extension 2 if you want to be on the air with us, extension 1 if you want to leave a Thanksgiving thing that will be played perhaps on the Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome, Steve. Welcome, Scott. How are you, fellas?
Good morning.
What's planned for your what's, is Steve there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you folks have planned for your What's On Your Mind show?
Well, unfortunately, Scott's going to be at rather a somber event, the passing of a very good friend of ours. So Scott's going to be up in Grand Forks at a funeral this morning. On the program today, coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley from Minot, who's calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over Attorney General Wayne Stengem's ruling on open record, saying that NDSU had broken the open records rule. Also,
coming up at 10:30. We're going to talk a little football. Is there a war on football, Mark?
I don't know. I should hope not.
I would hope not, too.
I think the Bison are just glistening as they get ready for the big national playoffs. Can you imagine, for the only second time in history, we got the Vikes and the Pack tied?
You know, that doesn't come up that often, but it was kind of a discussion on whether or not they should continue to play. Where do you sit on that?
You mean play on until sudden death occurs?
Yeah, so there isn't a tie, so there would be a definitive winner.
Well, guess how many people are happy on either side about a tie? I mean, it completely pretty well flushes the Pack, puts them in. They could have been tied for first place, and I think everybody feels kind of disappointed. I think games should be about winning somehow. Even if there's a pass off or something kind of similar to what the hockey does, you know, some kind of a shoot off or a kick off or something, a punt, pass and kick, or you know, if it goes to the third overtime period or something. But there's got to be a winner, doesn't there?
You mean something like they do in college football, where there's always a definitive winner now?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that idea, though. I like the idea of them playing football.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then just, you know, it'd be a real... The only thing about it, football is so violent, about the time you get to the third overtime period, somebody's going to really get hurt. That's the only... But I really like the idea of a winner.
Well, one of the arguments that comes up on it is whether or not they could do it if they expanded the roster, because after a... Well, even after four quarters, but after five quarters of football, you're looking at extremely fatigued players, which what happens when you're tired, better chance for injury.
That's for sure. You know, but anyway, Aaron, our technician, he's a Packer fan. I'm a Viking fan, and we're both disappointed, you know. So
I'm sure all the Minnesota fans are happy that it just wasn't a loss, although after blowing that big lead, probably – feel just as bad as Denver did last night, blowing their 24-point lead, but they came up with a loss. That game probably was going to wind up being a tie as well if it wasn't for that unfortunate contact with the punt. But I don't think the Packers are – having a tie rather than a loss for the Packers might wind up being a good thing, because they're just trying to skate until Aaron Rodgers gets back. And once Aaron Rodgers gets back, I think they're probably the best team in the NFC North.
I think so, too. And now they do have a bona fide backup. He looked good.
Flynn just kind of catches on it in Green Bay. He just gets that system there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he absolutely does.
Could you imagine the discussion after the game between Flynn and Ponder? So where are you going to be next year? I don't know. Where are you going to be next year?
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Two quarterbacks that probably not going to be with the teams again next year. Although, in Flynn's case, having washed out twice after getting a big contract after filling in for the Packers in the past, I think he'd be better served just staying where he's at.
Yeah, he looked good enough. He's got to think to himself, hey, this is starter level football the way he brought him back, you know.
Yeah, but he tried that twice. How'd it work out?
Yeah, right. Then the other thing was a big victory for UND over NDSU in basketball. That was pretty amazing.
That was
big.
Scott, did you follow that game?
Darn right. That wasn't even close.
No, that was a butt-kicking.
Isn't that something? I mean, looks like North...
Go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say, now North Dakota can claim basketball and hockey in... NDSU's only got football.
You know, going back to the rivalry when UND and NDSU played, that's probably the one I missed the most. The football games were great. The big state rivalry was great with the football. But you always deferred that, you know, NDSU had a little bit better program. They were probably going to go a little further. When UND would beat them, it was awfully... awfully nice, but it was the underdog role. The battles between the basketball, especially on the women's side, that's what I missed most about UND and NDSU not playing.
Well, there was quite a sparkly game yesterday. How do you feel about the whole Iran thing, Steve?
The what?
The Iran settlement.
Not a real big fan about this. I think we're angering one of our biggest allies. We have an administration now that's pushing our biggest ally off to the wayside, and at what cost? You're looking at a deal with a foreign power that is militant. We know not kind to their neighbors, not kind to U.S. interests, or wanting to be a nuclear power, and we're doing deals with them that are going to give them the financial wherewithal to, whether it's covertly or not, finish up some of the programs that they're trying to work on to get nuclear facilities there. I don't know how that serves regional peace, global peace, or U.S. interests. And you're definitely throwing one of our best friends in Israel under the bus.
Plus, what bothers me is now $7 billion worth of funds in banks are now going to be opened up, can flow back to them. And they're behind all the Shiite terror in Iraq. They're the big supporter of the Syrian government. Iran is really a bad player. And this has echoes of how we kind of went wobbly and ended up giving North Korea the nukes. So this just does not feel good.
No, it smells bad, and that's the biggest thing. It smells bad, and at what cost? You know, we're losing we're not losing, but we're making a tenuous relationship out of our biggest ally in the region, and that's Israel. You know, and their one concern is Iran. You know, they don't worry about the other situations that are going on in the Middle East. They do worry about Iran, and our one job as their ally was to help keep Iran in check, and I think we're failing. We're letting down our biggest ally in that region.
We're going to be back with more of the What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening today. Call 855-200-1776.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room. $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind preview. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet. I come on the air later on, the Common Sense Club, from 2 to 5 after Rush himself. We have, are you there, Mr. Scott?
I am indeed, yeah. I'm excited for tonight's Freedom Club meeting. We should remind folks tonight, Moorhead American Legion, our third Freedom Club gathering in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And then we hit the road for... early in December, Freedom Club gatherings in Tioga, Farm Festival Building, and also in Grand Park. So we're getting busy, aren't we?
It's busy, and I feel like there's something growing in the Freedom Club, folks. Everybody you bring, everybody you tell about this strengthens our voice. We're thinking about projects, about taking voting records door-to-door, teaching people how they can have more money to... to invest in candidates that stand on the Constitution. We want to be a voice. We want to be an economic voice. We want to marshal and focus Freedom Club people on the kind of businesses that support America and families and faith and free enterprise in general. And I think we got a real chance, Scott, of making a difference. We're going to be Tioga December 3rd at the Farm Festival Building at 7 o'clock, and then at Pizza Ranch in Grand Forks on Monday the 9th of December, same time again at 7. And everybody that comes gives us stronger voice as we prepare for an incredibly important year in 2014.
Yeah, really the most important thing, as we've told folks, is standing up and being counted, and strength in numbers is extraordinarily important in this effort. Also, just, somewhat therapeutic to know that during very frustrating times, there's other folks that feel like you do, and these meetings are very productive with different ideas and things we can do to, fight the battle for the vision the founding fathers left America, to make sure... we can win this battle. So look forward to seeing folks, and it should be a good time. By the way, coming up on What's On Your Mind, Steve Bakken will go solo. I'm off today at a funeral, but Steve will be chatting open phone time in the beginning of each hour. And then guests include North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley. He's a Republican from Minot. He has asked for NDSU President Dean Frashani to consider resigning over the latest ruling from the Attorney General Wayne Stengem, on open record rulings that says the university system erred in deleting emails. And he doesn't believe it was accidental and wants President Frashani to resign over it. Pretty significant when they got someone with the, with the committee that controls the purse strings in the House over higher ed suggesting that a president resign. So that's pretty significant. We'll talk with him about that. Also, the author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, Daniel Flynn, will join us on the program and talk a little bit about the fact that football is, there's crackdowns on football being too violent. There's concerns and studies about the concussions and their impacts. And this author sees that it's just a flat-out war on football. So it is perspective, and welcome yours as well. on the program coming up. So that's some of the things we're doing on What's on Your Mind. We do have a special Thanksgiving edition of the Thanksgiving Day edition of the program later on. We're asking folks just to call us and let us know what they're most thankful about. What is the Heartland most thankful about? Let us know, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 1 and just tell us why you're thankful. And we'll be airing those comments from our listeners on Friday, or rather on Thursday. Maybe a little bit on Friday, too. Look forward to that, sure. All right, we better talk sports. And were the Vikings trying to lose last night? Is that why they ended up blowing a lead and dying? Is that my theory about the Vikings trying to lose so they get a better draft pick? you going to explain last night's debacle, Mark?
I don't know. It just gave me the willies. It made me very dissatisfied all in all. But I've got to say that the sub for the pack looked pretty good. But anyway, it makes me wish that there was a way of winning the game. You know that I sure like the way the hockey people do it with the shootout at the end, especially because the Wild have won their last three shootouts. But it was not satisfying.
It was disappointing all around. Maybe for folks that were smart enough to skip it, you want to give us a quick little recap of what happened last night?
Well, the Vikings started out way ahead. You know, they were ahead 23-27, and then they just basically, or sixth, they got a new quarter. Green Bay benched their starter and put in a, he just looked terrific. They left emotionally conflicted after finishing 75 minutes of football deadlocked in a 26-26 tie. It was really, really something. I view it as a loss, defensive Ed Gerald Allen said. We gave up a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. I don't have a sister, but I guess it's like going to the prom with your sister, just like everybody else says. And, you know, a series of defensive penalties and drop passes. It was just one thing after the other. Cordell Patterson dropped a monster catch and penalties at the worst possible time. We could have won that about seven different ways. At the same time, Adrian had a big night. It was very, very frustrating. But the pack came swarming back and looked pretty good in the fourth quarter.
Maybe we should talk about some good news, and that is that it's at least good news if you're a Sioux fan. The Sioux and the Bison played in basketball last night, and the Sioux handled them quite well, didn't they, Mark?
19 points. Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. The third defeat in North Dakota State's men's basketball season may have made the 75-mile trip back to Grand Forks rather long. You know, no, they don't ever like to lose to UND. UND led from start to finish and won by 18 points in a sold-out Betty Engelstad Sioux Center, over 3,100 fans there. Most points NDSU had given up since the 105-96 point loss at the University of South Dakota way back in 04. It was a major, major victory. Anyhow, UND kept its starters on the floor longer and probably some hurt feelings about that, but nonetheless. And then, of course, undefeated NDSU earns the number one seed for the FCS playoffs. This is a great big deal. It's got to be the big sports story for the whole region, you know. And they're playing, North Dakota State, being the number one seed, gets to play the winner of South Carolina State and Furman in the second round on Saturday, December 7th.
It's funny, we kind of take that for granted now, don't we?
Yeah.
Bison are going to win on the weekend.
And folks got to remember that they got a lot of seniors, and this has been a run, unprecedented quality run, and next year it really gets interesting. They've had some great mentors, these young players, the sophomores and the juniors and the freshmen have had some tremendous mentors. They've seen how it is. They've got the absolute iconic breath of victory in their very heart and soul. So they have a program. They've got, and obviously, when you're successful like this, it really aids and abets recruiting. So I look at the Bison to put on a pretty good team next year. 24 seniors, I guess it is.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, and you know it's a kind of a thing that doesn't happen very often. When the Twins won the World Series in 91, I thought, well, hey, this is 2 in 5 years. It's beginning to feel like the thing to do. And, you know, and then now the Minnesota Twins have basically fallen off of the beat truck and stumbling around in the dark. So you got to appreciate it, folks. This is an old fellow talking about the progressive disappointment. You know, just revel in it when you got it, because you never know. We got
all
a caller,
right.
Scott. Would you like to? Well, we got a caller from Brad. Would like to weigh in on Iran. Would you want to take a call quick?
Yes, I want to find out what the Heartland thinks about this deal.
Go ahead, Brad from Grand Forks.
Well, as far as this whole Iran thing goes, we got to be. Something's got to be done. Senate, the Congress, somebody's got to step in and rein this in. And I just don't see where it's going to happen. It almost, there's part of me that, and I know this is going to sound crazy, and I don't know that I actually believe this, but part of me wants, you know, a general in the military to swoop in and actually arrest President Obama for treason. I mean, it's insane. The fact, we tried this back in the 70s, working with Iran, and we saw how that turned out. You know, I mean, this is just absolutely ludicrous. I don't even know where to begin with all of this. It's almost surreal to think that we're actually considering helping Iran to do anything. They've done nothing but stick their thumb in our eye for the last 30 years or more and try to do everything they can to damage and harm our way of life and everybody's way of life in the entire Middle East. These people are nothing but terrorists. They're criminals, they're murderers, they're evil. And what are we doing?
Yeah, plus not to mention the fact that now that we've sided with their leadership, they're very active desire for democracy of their own people is once again crushed. You know, here Obama talked about Arabs, the very militant Muslim Brotherhood's takeover of Egypt, but when we had true democratic friends, and we do have a lot of friends, especially the older generation in Iran, friends of the Shah, he's done everything he could to crush that, and now this is the final nail in that coffin, because now Iran gets freed up $7 billion from the banks that have been holding their money from sanctions, and it's over. This is really a serious aid and comfort to our enemy. This is treason. However, our generals aren't. We have our generals are always subordinate to the president. A general can't do this. The only way to deal with Obama's treason is the people have to initiate impeachment proceedings, and this becomes even more vital now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess part of me almost hopes that Israel stands up and just goes over and absolutely wipes them out. You know, as far as they're not necessarily the people, but their nuclear abilities, takes out their power plants like they did back in whatever 92 or whatever it was. You know, just go over and you know, there's part of me that's praying that Israel goes over and takes out their facilities, because that's about our only hope at this point. Because we don't have anybody, unfortunately, in Congress that's got the guts to stand up and start the impeachment process. You know, I mean, and of course, who in the Senate is going to convict him? You know, I mean, Mark, you talked about it. Scott, you talked about it, the importance of the national election. I mean, I really believe, are standing on the precipice. And if I have anything to say to the listeners, man, we've got to stand up. We've got to elect some good, solid leaders. We need some more Mike Scott.
We'll be back with more of the What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Brad.
.com. A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service, these elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Have you figured out what you're thankful for yet, folks? This is the What's On Your Mind preview. I'm Mark, the Freedom Poet, here with Scott Hennon as he travels to a somber event up in Grand Forks. How are you, Scott?
I'm fine, Mark. Yeah, you know, it's funerals have a way of sort of having you take a step back and pondering a little bit. And certainly when you talk about Thanksgiving week, it's a good time to also, remember... Things that you don't take time to, recognize as being an important part of your life. Thanking God for giving you those wonderful things. So, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a few of us to sort of whack you upside the head a little bit and say, hey, boy, oh boy, a lot of things to be thankful for, and I sure do in my life. But not fun to be attending a funeral on a Monday of Thanksgiving week, but on the other hand, it's a reset, too. You know what I mean?
Well, here you are going to a funeral because you're thankful for the life of the friend you're going to honor. Do you mind telling us a little bit about him?
Yeah, Chad Johnson actually was a hockey player at UND, and I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, and a number of those years around the Ralph Engelstad Arena, the public address announcer and part of the broadcast team. So I've got many best man at my wedding was a former Sioux player and assistant coach, and I've been best man in many of Sioux hockey players' weddings over the years. They've just become like family. And Chad Johnson was a product of the Grand Forks Central School and went on then to come back and play at the University of North Dakota. then went on to coach coached the Fargo Forest, coached the Lincoln Star, coached the Bismarck Bobcats, and 43 years of age, and died on Monday. And, you know, obviously much too young. The little boy was just about to turn 5 years old, I think, or not quite five, but tragic, awful situation. But the one thing I'll remember about Chad is that he just was a prankster almost. You know, he didn't ever share a moment with Chad without laughing. You know, I mean, he always was...
Wow.
He always was one to make you laugh and horsing around in some way, shape, or form. Things were never that serious around the Chad, so that's certainly one memory I'll take away from.
Well, that's precious, and priceless. I often say we have that happy Frank Sinatra when you're smiling and laughing song, and it's amazing. It's just a proven fact that health improves and blood pressure goes down when you're laughing and when you're smiling, because when you're doing that, you can't be thinking about the stuff that stresses you out, you know. So maybe I should give it a little rundown on the weather, sir. What do you think?
Why don't you do that? Well, just one last reminder tonight, Freedom Club meeting, a new location, Fargo-Moorhead group, and the folks that tend to come in from all over for those will be at the Moorhead American Legion. 7 o'clock, the meeting starts tonight, and we'll visit, but beforehand, come on over and have a bite to eat. The American Legion folks do a nice job with dinner, so we look forward to seeing a lot of folks there. Steve Bakken will be in for me, and What's on Your Mind this morning, 9 and 10 o'clock hours, then march back with the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 this afternoon. And let us know what you're thankful for. 855-200-1776, special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club. We'd love to hear from you about what you are most thankful about. Share that with others and let us know at 855-200-1776. And, yes, tell us about the weather, east and west, Mark.
All right. We've got mostly cloudy today here in Fargo. Temperature could get up to 33 by noon and then back to 26 during the remainder of the day. Breezy northwest wind 17 to 22, gusts as high as 29. Mostly cloudy tonight. It's going to get down to 9. Northwest wind 15 to 17, get up to 23 gusts. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday, but the temperature only around 12. That's usually what happens after the northwest winds. And the gusts are still going to be gusty. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, get down to 6. Wednesday is going to be partly sunny with a high near 20, light southwest and increasing to 8 to 13 mile an hour wind. Wednesday night down to 14, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny. That's good. Used to be some snow in the earlier forecasts. A high near 24. Thursday night, partly cloudy down to 11. Friday, partly sunny, a high near 27. Out in Tioga, mostly sunny today. It's going to get up to 25, blustery though. Northwest wind 20 to 22, gusts all the way up to 29 miles an hour. Tonight, it's going to get down to 1. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, high near 12. North wind 8 to 13, becoming light and variable in the morning. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low around 5. Southwest winds 5 to 11. Wednesday then, partly sunny, a high near 24. South wind 6 to 9. That's a tolerable day. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, down to 9. And then Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, high near 22. Thanksgiving evening and night, mostly cloudy, down to 10. Friday then, mostly cloudy, with a high near 26. Looks like Bismarck probably getting pretty similar. Mostly cloudy today. Temperature down to 22. Mostly sunny and cold on Tuesday. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, high around 13. Thanksgiving Day in Bismarck, mostly sunny, a high near 22. In Minot, mostly cloudy. Temperature falling to 22. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Get down to 6. Tuesday and Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Wednesday on Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 22. Thursday night, cloudy down to 10. And then mostly cloudy on Friday in Minot, high near 27. Well, folks, what's on your mind? If you want to call Steve, he's going to be subbing, running solo today, 800-228-0558. On the What's on Your Mind program for the next 2 hours, or call 701 if you happen to be in Bismarck, 258-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620, or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.